WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council has joined the College Station Council in taking under advisement the request by the Brazos Central Appraisal District to buy land and build its own offices. Bryan Council members who wanted the building on county-owned land next to the new tax office were told by BCAD Board President Bill Lero that the county would not sell the property.
We could not get the financing because it was on a leased property, and you were being taken advantage of in that the other four entities were going to be contributing money into a building that would ultimately be owned by the county.
The appraisal district wants to buy land near the tax office that would be removed from the tax rolls. The proposal has the support of the Bryan School Board. BCAD has upcoming presentations before the County Commission and the College Station School Board. Four of the five agencies must approve the request to go forward. A vacant home owned by Brazos County Commissioner Irma Cawley has an uninvited guest.
A Bryan policeman driving by the house Monday afternoon noticed a homeless man he knew stepping out of a broken glass window. According to the arrest report, 25-year-old Johnny Harris Jr. said he stayed there often and tries to lock the door to keep others out because he knows no one's supposed to be inside. Shoppers at the College Station Walmart Sunday night surrounded a man accused of stealing from them. According to the arrest report, one of the victims told police he tackled and detained 22-year-old Sean Griner to Bryan. Three victims reported he took two smartphones, three wallets, and $46 in cash. Some of the property was in shopping carts. One victim said they were bumped by the suspect. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An Austin woman has admitted to selling illegal drugs to Bryan police in February of last year. As part of a plea agreement, 45-year-old Jana Kloss was sentenced to a total of 15 years on four charges. She was arrested after a citizen with a new cell phone reported they received text messages about selling drugs. A Bryan man in jail since his arrest 2 years ago on a murder charge is now on trial. Testimony began yesterday before a jury in Brazos County District Court. 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez is accused of shooting Andres Tula Pendazola outside an apartment complex on Finfeather Road following a confrontation at a College Station nightclub. A College Station man died in a Monday morning crash west of Crockett. DPS reports an eastbound pickup on Highway 21 crossed the center line and struck a westbound semi and semi-trailer. The driver of the pickup, who died at the scene, was identified as 24-year-old Jake Ray Allen. Last Friday's rain was a contributing factor in a three-vehicle crash that killed a Bryan teenager. 16-year-old Mauricio Ramirez was a passenger in a small truck that crossed the center line on FM 1179 and struck a two-ton truck, then a minivan. The turnout was light, but there were plenty of questions posed to Texas A&M leadership about proposed tuition increases for incoming students. Most of the questions involved a proposed $20 fee towards more academic advising. President Michael Young says there is a relatively high correlation to the ratio of advisors and the length of time to graduate.
If you have a very high ratio, then again, you want to go in and have your schedule approved. Line's too long. You know, it's midnight yell. You've got to get a little rest in the afternoon. You just don't want to do it. And the consequence is you end up with a schedule that doesn't track you for where you really wanted to go. Or you end up not being able to do that study abroad, or you do the study abroad at the cost of an extra semester where it could have been woven in.
The Board of Regents will be asked to approve a two-year plan where incoming students will pay an additional $265 in tuition. WTAW News Time, 6:09. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, President and CEO with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Kelly Burt Dozer, for our fall job fair to be held on Wednesday, November the 4th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Booths for chamber members are $200. Other employers are welcome at $250. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge. The Chamber's Fall Job Fair, November the 4th at the Brazos Center. Call 260-5200 for booth information or with any questions.
Let's do some weather here at 610. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mostly sunny and breezy across the region for today. It'll be warm too. Highs will reach 80 to 85. Tonight's skies are clear. We'll cool off to about 55 to 60. Looks like another nice day tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Highs will make their way up to about 80. Clouds will increase tomorrow night. Lows 60 to 65. Another weather system heads our way Friday. Cloudy and windy with rain developing in the afternoon. Highs Friday 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hang on. Okay, now.
Thank you. And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll check your sports here in just a bit. Of course, we're talking Aggie football and maybe a new quarterback we'll see on. Well, you've seen him before, but a new starter. How about that? We'll have that for you. World Series action and more coming up in sports at about 6:50.
So, we've got Thanksgiving around the corner. I don't know if you know. That's that speed bump between Halloween. It's the speed bump that keeps them from putting Christmas items out in the store right now.
Yes.
They call it Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I figure with that coming up, perfect timing to tell you about the Ontario, Canada mom. Says her family may never sit down and open up a can of anything again. Oh. After they found a dead snake coiled in their cranberry sauce.
Oh.
That worked, didn't it? Yeah. Again, good to have this right before Thanksgiving.
Was that for their Canadian Thanksgiving?
Amy Castanito said that she was, yes, preparing the Thanksgiving feast. When she pulled the critter out of a spoonful of cranberries, local zoo identified the snake for him as a small garter snake. Oh, if it was just a garter snake, then why would we worry? Cranberries, of course, grown in bogs. Snakes and other reptiles abound in that area. And so apparently somehow in the processing, it made it through, which is a little bit frightening.
As long as it wasn't metal.
Yeah. So they contact Ocean Spray.
Ah.
Yeah, really. It's not like it's Larry's Cranberry Company. She contacted Ocean Spray. They've offered her $10 in coupons.
No, sir.
No. It's like when you go to a crappy restaurant and they say, well, we'll give you a free meal next time you come in. Right. Info. That would be assuming I would come back in.
Now, here's the real question. Was it the cranberry gel, or did it actually have the berries in it?
Yeah, uh-huh. And again, or did the snake fall asleep in an empty can in the processing plant? I mean, I don't think we know that yet. Anyway.
There's a snake in the can.
Yeah.
That's all I had to know.
Yeah.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
So, of course, me, I try to figure that that might be a negative campaign for Ocean Spray right here before Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So, I mean, I tried to go and find the number two selling cranberry sauce.
Don't exist?
And then there isn't one. The only one I could think of is maybe Libby's.
Okay.
I don't know. Libby's,
they do the pumpkin.
They do a lot of canned stuff. Yeah. Anyway, interesting timing. It's 301, day 301. Got 64 of them to go. Okay, if you haven't seen the planets, this morning is the morning to see them. They actually are in a tighter arc than ever today. And so, again, I don't know when this is going to happen again. And you may not care, but we have a clear sky. It's nice enough outside. Won't get bit by skeeters. It's in the eastern sky. Have a look at it.
It was bright enough this morning with the moon that I, honest to God, thought I overslept.
Ah.
I thought the sun was coming up when I was coming into work.
It is Venus. Clear. It is Mars. It is Jupiter. Their conjunction, and I, again, don't know when it's going to happen again, but it's basically a one-degree triangle this morning. So there. It's also National Chocolate Day. Day. And they try to tuck it into Wednesday. I guess that's so you can start celebrating early and go all the way through the weekend. It's Plush Animal Lovers Day. It's Wild Foods Day. It's St. Jude's Day.
Ooh, Wild Foods. I like Wild Foods.
And birthdays.
Frank Ocean. He's a singer, 28 years old. Justin Yularny is 37. Joaquin Phoenix is 41. Okay. Matt Smith is 33. He was the 11th Doctor Who. Trista from the Trista and Ryan.
Oh, she's on with Chip in the afternoon. Oh, no.
Not Krista.
Krista. I'm sorry.
43 years old from The Bachelorette. Brad Paisley's 43. Ben Harper, 46. Julia Roberts is 48. Andy
Richter. She used to be married to Lyle Lovett.
Yes, she did for like 13 days.
Remember that. Okay.
Andy Richter from Conan O'Brien's 49. Jamie Gertz is 50. Lauren Holly is 52 from NCIS. Daphne Zuniga is 53 from Melrose, and she played Princess Vespa in Spaceballs.
Of course. Ah, yeah, very well. Yeah.
Bill Gates is 60.
Uh-huh.
Annie Potts.
What do you get him for his birthday? You know what I'm saying?
Pat on the back and an attaboy?
I guess.
Gold-plated something?
Yeah, maybe.
Annie Potts is 63 from Ghostbusters, and she was in Designing Women. Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner, 66 years old. Dennis Franz, 71, and Charlie Daniels from the CDB.
He was just here.
Yes, he was. Ooh. 79 years old.
And Wayne Fontana of Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. You guys don't remember
that. That one's new. I've never heard of
the
it.
The Game of Love by Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
Ah.
Yeah, he's 70.
I don't know that I ever saw it with that. I just saw the Mindbenders.
Yeah,
that's
the Game of Love is the name of the song. They were almost one-hit wonders. Anyway, and the Statue of Liberty looking like it's 129, because it is.
Yeah. Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, remember when schools taught our kids about reading, writing, and math? Well, those days are in decline as the administration now seeks to politicize literally every aspect of our educational system. Now, most recently, according to Judicial Watch, the U.S. Department of Education is now pushing for schools to help illegal aliens hold, quote, Undocumented Immigrant Awareness Day. 63-page guide for success issued this month. The U.S. Department of Education directs teachers to, quote, understand the cultural and educational backgrounds of their students and to model multicultural sensitivity. Now, the U.S. ranks 29th in the world in education, behind countries like Vietnam and Slovenia. And don't you think the Obama Education Department ought to focus on the basics and a little less indoctrination?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on The Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Hey, it's time to start updating your home for the holidays at Blinds.com, because they can help. The new sample pack offers tons of inspiration for making your home holiday ready. Now, sample packs come in many styles, like modern mix, bestsellers, designer favorites, and much more. Window treatments from Blinds.com add major impact and couldn't be easier or more affordable for you. Just go to Blinds.com right now, start the process. The samples are free, and Blinds.com will help you every step of the way. Now, you're going to see the world in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Brian Broadcasting.
Hello, this is Kit Hickman. I was on the Bryan ambulance called to help save Buppy Simank, who had been crushed by a trailer and not breathing for about 5 minutes. We can count on Buppy to help provide Bryan first responders with the support, tools, and training we need to help save lives. That is why the Bryan Firefighter Association is giving their support and endorsement to Buppy.
I am running for Bryan City Council to serve a community that I owe my life to. Vote Buppy Simank during early voting or Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd.
Political ad paid for by the Buppy Simank campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
Good morning, it's 6:20, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Later on this morning, the controversy over naming space junk, if you've heard about that.
I'm afraid I've missed the controversy on space junk.
Well, we'll have that for you later on this morning. In the meantime, With Halloween just around the corner, after you've grown one of the largest pumpkins in the country, what do you do with it? Charlie Bernstrom, Lancaster, Minnesota, dropped his 1,465-pound pumpkin on a minivan.
Oh!
The massive pumpkin hoisted 80 feet into the air and then dropped down on the van, obviously on purpose. The idea was to provide a little bit of free entertainment for the locals to raise money for the Kittison County Literary Council, which provides free books to local kids. For $1, onlookers could buy a chance to pull the cord to drop the gourd. Hey! Okay. Anyway, honors went to a 2-year-old named Emmett Peterson. Maybe not. I mean, maybe Emmett got to hold onto the string, but I'm thinking not.
Not cool.
Now, is that video out there?
Yeah,
that
might be, I'm watching it.
Okay.
They were moving that pumpkin with a forklift down a city road.
1,465 pounds on a minivan. That's out there. There you go. That beats the heck out of a cat video this morning. I'm just saying.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Investors are likely to be cautious today ahead of the Fed's latest monetary policy announcement this afternoon, the penultimate one of the year that should leave little doubt about when rates will finally rise. For months, the Fed has repeatedly stated that it remains committed to raising rates this year, but now the markets have priced in only a 35% chance that it will happen this year. A top Volkswagen executive apologized at the Tokyo Auto Show today for the automaker's emissions cheating scandal, promising to win back customer trust. Hasbro is asking a judge to dismiss a federal lawsuit filed by a Fox News anchor who says a toy hamster shares her name and resembles her. Harris Faulkner sued the Rhode Island-based toy company, saying it wrongfully appropriated her name and persona with its plastic Harris Faulkner hamster in the Littlest Pet Shop line. The toy company says the toy and the newscaster are distinctly different, but the lawsuit claims the toy bears a physical resemblance to Faulkner. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Atkinson at Pace to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at atkinsonatpacetostay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Brian Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You women folk are a powerful gender. I have joked about this for years, that the women of the world gang up every other week or so to discuss the trials and tribulations of the past week and to plan the torment of men for the next week. I call it the girl meeting. This is all, of course, in jest, but the reality is there has to be some kind of meeting. How else would my 6-year-old have the ability to give me the look, air quotes, and two, have the ability to bat her beautiful blue eyes at her daddy and have daddy turn into a ball of mush? I'm not kidding. Is this like a genetic thing passed down from mother to daughter? Is this an ability that was started by a cavewoman so she wouldn't have to get up and stoke the fire in the ancestral cave?
Ugh, you fix fire.
Bat, 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 twinkle. Ugh looks over and goes, okay. Seriously, has it gone back that far that my daughter just knows that that's how you get things done with a man? Or is it learned at the aforementioned girl meeting? Is this a skill that's taught? Because if it is, ladies, please always use your power for good and not evil. I'll give you the perfect example. homework the other night. She's six, so after a while, we have a tendency to get, well, shall we say, a little squirrely. So Daddy Bear, that's what she calls me, Daddy Bear had to get a little gruff. One snort from dear old dad and right back on track. And then it happened. She flipped it on me. Out of the blue, bam, there it was. The look I'd seen so many other times. The look that makes men, no matter what the age, go, okay, it caught me off guard. I was frozen, and for that half second or so, it almost worked. I was milliseconds from telling her to just put her stuff up and we'd call it a night. But then it dawned on me. That's exactly what she wanted me to do. I was getting played by a six-year-old. It was like I was in high school all over again, getting sucked into doing some crappy thing that I didn't want to do, but I was going to do it anyway, and I didn't know why. So I'm on to you, ladies. I know the secret. Your womanly wilds will not work on me until the next girl meeting anyway. And then you switch things up on us, guys, and we'll be right back to doing the stuff that we didn't want to do in the first place, but we're going to do it anyway, and we have no idea why. And that is my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They do sell gold and silver bullion. They, of course, have jewelry, hence the name. And they will do a little horse trading with you. If you've got something that you may not know what the value is from, let's say, an heirloom that's been handed down, or maybe a gift that you no longer want, they'll assess that for you, and you can trade for what's in the store or take cash money. To find out all their services, including custom jewelry, just go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can go see them in person. They're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Good morning. It's 627. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Another pleasant early morning here for us. High temperature today, probably about 83 or so. Now, the winds will be out of the southwest, so it's going to feel, it's okay. It's going to shift around to the northwest this afternoon, so it should be okay. 66 for a low tonight. Probably right about 80, actually, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Our chances of rain have increased a little bit. We're still at 40% during the day on Friday, but it gets up to 80% on Friday night and 80% on Saturday as well. And then Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers. Not telling us anything else as far. Could produce heavy rain. That's the only other thing we know right now. And, again, the high temperature on Saturday will be about 80. Currently, southwesterly winds, 81% relative humidity, and we've got 63 out there.
In order to be more persuasive, sometimes silence, not saying anything, can be very effective. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Daylight savings time is the perfect time to save energy and money at Ace. Because now through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any 2 select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs. Only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy 2 select Fight LED bulbs, get 1 of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores through November 1st. See store for details.
When you want to be persuasive, the words you use are very important.
You know, accidents don't sell newspapers. Tragic accidents sell newspapers. And so using language that creates a picture in people's minds helps you sell your point.
Chris St. Hilaire, author of the book 27 Powers of Persuasion, says another effective technique is what he calls mutualizing goals.
When I'm talking to someone, if they make a point I was going to make anyway, well, what I'll say is it's like Tom said earlier. I will now mutualize the idea. I'll help them adopt my idea. Because most people, just about everybody, likes to be right.
Silence can be very persuasive because when you don't speak, the other person will. You see, people hate silence, so they tend to fill it up by talking.
The reality, what people really think, usually comes at the end of what it is they're saying. When you let silence sit for a bit, what you find is that people will add on. They'll allow their real thoughts to come out if you let those thoughts be heard.
And your likability plays a big role in your persuasiveness.
Like is reciprocal. And so when you find that you've enjoyed someone's company, that you like them, chances are they like you too. You have the best opportunity to persuade when you like people and those people like you.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. A College Station man on probation for assaulting two women and beating a dog nearly to death all in the last year and a half is back in jail.
24-year-old Kenan Harper was arrested by College Station police after a neighbor reported hearing a woman scream and the sound of a person being thrown around an apartment. The victim, who according to police had been assaulted before by Harper, reported she was not injured after she was pushed into a wall and pinned on a couch. According to online court records, Harper entered a plea agreement 2 months ago where he was given 7 years probation from a 10-year prison sentence. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest for an unusual convenience store robbery. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, 27-year-old Michael Miller had been using his driver's license and Social Security card as collateral. 2 weeks ago, a store clerk told officers he refused to give Miller credit for some beer and cigarettes. Clerk said Miller pulled out a knife, threatened him, then ran out of the store with the merchandise. Investigators used photos the clerk took of the IDs to find Miller last weekend. College Station police making a recent traffic stop on Munson led to a drunk driving arrest of someone with 3 prior DWI convictions. The arrest report did not indicate what led an officer to pulling over 42-year-old James Carpenter of Bryan. Carpenter remains in jail on a charge of violating parole and 3 misdemeanor warrants from College Station Municipal Court. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Testimony is underway in Brazos County District Court murder trial. 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez of Bryan has been in jail since his arrest in September 2013 after witnesses told Bryan police he shot Andres Tula Penalosa. According to the arrest report, the two men had exchanged words at a College Station nightclub before the shooting in the parking lot of an apartment complex on Finfeather Road. Gonzalez has been held for federal immigration authorities as well. Also from district court, a citizen reporting their new cell phone was receiving text messages about selling drugs has led to a plea agreement. 45-year-old Jana Kloss, who was arrested by Bryan police during an undercover operation at a Westside convenience store, admitted to possessing $2,300 of Xanax, methamphetamine, and tramadol. Kloss was sentenced to a total of 15 years on 4 drug-related counts. 2 local residents were killed in separate crashes. A Bryan teen has died from his injuries he received during a wreck on Friday. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 16-year-old Mauricio Ramirez was a passenger in a small pickup traveling westbound on FM 1179 at Steep Hollow Road that crossed the center line and struck a larger truck and minivan. Morgan says the driver of the small pickup and the minivan, both from Bryan, were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The second fatal crash was Monday morning west of Crockett. DPS reports an eastbound pickup on Highway 21 crossed the center line and struck a westbound semi and semi-trailer. The driver of the pickup, who died at the scene, was identified as 24-year-old Jake Ray Allen of College Station. The driver of the semi from Carthage was not hurt. The Brazos Central Appraisal District now has 2 governing bodies considering their request to move from leased space to property it wants to buy and build new offices. BCAD board member James Smith told the Bryan City Council they're not considering any other options.
We appreciate all the other ideas, but it's almost like we can't get there from here.
Without
starting all over.
Smith and other BCAD representatives said the option on the land they want to buy in East Bryan runs out in mid-November, and the option cannot be extended. No action was taken by the Bryan Council, and no one indicated how they would vote. That's the same thing that happened in last week's College Station Council meeting. The Bryan School Board supports the BCAD proposal, while it has not been presented to the College Station School Board or the Brazos County Commission. Approval is required of 4 of the 5 governing bodies. Next year's tuition for new students at Texas A&M is proposed to increase $265. Vice President for Finance Jerry Strasser says that reflects a 2.2% rise in the Higher Education Price Index.
These are the costs we pay to our faculty. These are the costs we pay for things like library periodicals, information technology, things that are very, very specific to a university campus, costs that are very significant to a university campus.
A&M's Board of Regents is being asked to approve 2 options for incoming students next fall. One, offering a guaranteed tuition rate for 2 years or a variable rate based on changes in the cost of providing higher education. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 63 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly featured Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Aggie Auctioneers David Coleman and Tom Patterson invite you to their third annual fall truck and equipment auction, 10 a.m. Friday, October 30th at the Brazos County Expo Center. Equipment trade-ins, rental units, and inventory liquidations up for sale. List updated daily at capauctions.com. Trucks, tractors, dozers, skid steers, and ATVs. Get what you need. For more info or to consign your quality equipment, call 571-2125 or click capauctions.com. Texas Auctioneer License Number 13489.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Considerable sunshine today, breezy and warmer, with temperatures reaching 80 to 85 as we head through the afternoon. It's going to be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. A sunny day is forecast for tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to about 80. Clouds increase tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Cloudy, windy on Friday with a chance of rain in the afternoon, high 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
People wonder, you know, what's the pulse of your football team? Where is everything?
Well, we'll find out here in just a few minutes as we check your sports. That was Coach Kevin Sumlin from Media Day yesterday. We'll do that. Some jostling of high school football schedules in terms of sub-JV sports. We'll have that for you with Zach Taylor. They're rearranging some of the starting times and days for, like, JV and freshman games with the possibility of moving varsity, but nothing has been confirmed on the varsity level yet.
Why would they do that?
Because of the bad weather that's coming and they've enough lightning involved with some of these storms that a lot of the games from last weekend at Dallas and Corsicana had to be canceled.
Yeah.
You bump them to Monday. If you play on Monday, there's a rule of the length of time between games.
Yeah, I got you.
So it kind of screws the rest of the schedule up. So we'll have more on that and more on other stuff, too, like the World Series coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
Can't we just plug the kids into a Madden game and go ahead and play the game that way?
No.
Okay. So if you wanted to sell your tickets to the 11 o'clock game when it's an 80% chance of rain, well, that market's going. Just saying.
I don't know, and A&M's got that brand-new ticket app thing.
Yeah. 80% chance of shower is what they're telling us now on Saturday. So we'll see.
see.
Ticket price may be underwater by now.
Oh, listen to you. Yeah. Okay, that's right. So we'll see. Anyway, and I guess that's probably enough time. The rain has kind of soaked in from the last one, right? So
yeah, I think
now,
so.
Now get some more rain, catch us up a little bit more.
Do we know if it's going to be fat rain or soaking rain?
Yeah, I think
rain,
it is going to be. Well, I don't know that. I can't say. We had we did have some soaking rain last time, which was okay. All they're telling us now is heavy rain and breezy on Friday night. So I'm not sure. And then just plain heavy rain on Saturday.
And obviously keep it here when we get updates on what they're doing with football. We'll
We'll let you know. So the president of the United States, that's Barack Hussein Obama, pushed back yesterday on the notion that he favors any type of mass gun confiscation.
For now.
Yeah. Speaking to the police chiefs in Chicago, that's where the National Police Chief Convention is. Yeah. I mean, the police chief of Chicago probably is a little embarrassed over the numbers. I mean, look, the chiefs all get it. They all know. They know the world that they have to live in.
Right.
But still, you hate when you're going to have, like, and there'll be, you know, there'll be some more murders this week in Chicago. I'm just saying.
Oh,
it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's safe to say. But anyway, of course, he never misses an opportunity to try to throw talk radio under the bus.
Oh.
So yesterday in Chicago, he said, quote, "Some of you are watching certain television stations or listening to certain radio programs. Please do not believe this notion that somehow I am out to take everyone's guns away." Okay, no one has said you're trying to take everyone's guns away, Mr. President, but a little hyperbole never hurt anybody, did it?
No.
He continues, "Every time a mass shooting happens, one of the saddest ironies is suddenly the purchase of guns and ammunition jumps because folks are scared into thinking that Obama's going to use an excuse to take away our Second Amendment rights. Nobody's doing that," end quote.
Yet.
He said, we're talking about common sense measures to make sure criminals don't get them. Excuse me. To make sure criminals don't get them, right? To make sure that background checks work, to make sure that we're protecting ourselves. Okay, we agree on the last two, okay? Sound background checks is a good thing to do. To make sure that we are able to protect ourselves is a good thing to do. But don't tell me you're really trying to get the guns out of criminals' hands, okay?
We just really need to pass a law that makes it against the law to break other laws.
Yeah.
Because that's what's wrong. We have all these laws that say don't do things, and people do them anyway.
What are we going to do about that?
I just told you, pass another law.
It's okay. Worked so well so far with the war on drugs.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And again, and then when we get too many people in the prisons, we can just let them all out on the street again because they've learned so well in prison.
Well, wait a minute. They're doing that.
Oh. Dang, that's too bad. Huh. All right.
Moving on.
I don't know what we're doing.
Hope you have
that.
Your guns.
That's right. Yeah. Oh.
Well, the whole Australian thing keeps getting brought up, and that's just that's worked horribly for them, too.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the Australian thing?
They did this huge, basically, you know, hook or crook buyback in Australia to try and get rid of guns, and then all of a sudden they realized only bad people had the guns.
Okay, yesterday the Senate voted 74-21 to pass the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, intended to stem the flood of cyber attacks on both government agencies and private companies.
WikiLeaks.
And you didn't hear about it until after it was passed.
Dang. So what does this law do? The House okayed the same bill this past April, so it's now on track to reach the president's desk. The CISA is designed to open up communication channels between industry and federal agencies by offering legal immunity to companies that share data with the government. Letting that sink in? Okay. Many industry groups have argued this back and forth and that it's necessary to better understand and stymie overseas hackers. Because you know what? An overseas hacker is going to look at this and have one more line of code to type in and go, oh no, I would be violating the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. I'm not going to type in that code.
Because it's illegal, just like
that's
guns.
Right. So there.
So they're going to have to start confiscating keyboards.
It's kind of like going to the airport and having them search your luggage, and you're supposed to feel more secure, okay? They've passed this law. President's going to sign it. Everybody be safer, won't we? We won't get hacked anymore, will we?
Nope.
Nah, not at all. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. Among the things we'll talk to him about is the leadership patting themselves on the back on the budget cap thing. We think that Paul Ryan could well be...
the suspension of budget caps?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that what this bill is going to do?
Yeah, well, we're not going to need them anymore.
Exactly. They'd be so at least until 2017.
For 2 years. Yeah, a little annoyance. Yeah, we'll just go ahead and do what we need to.
I just want to know which number to call my credit card company to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be nice. I could use 2 years of no limits.
Yeah, if I could do that, yeah. And then maybe not even have to repay it.
Get someone else to pay for it.
Oh, that's it. Get somebody else to do it.
That's student loans, guys.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We're having to repay back everything else, but not the student loan.
Not yet. We'll get to that. Paul Ryan will be nominated today to be Speaker of the House. College Station native Jeb Hensarling will be one of those who will speak in favor of him. Hmm. We'll talk about that a little bit with the congressman. And Rand Paul, by the way, says this is foolishness, this House spending thing. He says, I'm going to do everything I can to stop it. I will filibuster it. I'll delay it. I'll shout about it. I'm going to talk about it until I'm tired of talking about it and until people wake up and say, this is wrong for the country.
Good for him.
He said, I think raising the debt ceiling with no limit is absurd and wrong and a recipe for unlimited spending. We should use the leverage of the debt ceiling to try to get spending reform, not give up spending reform.
He can try to shout it to the 330 million of us, or he can deal with maybe his 500 colleagues up there. That's all he needs to convince. Maybe only even half of them, supermajority.
But the problem is that the lobbyists have done such a good job of making sure. And once again, if the government quits spending, then they quit giving us all these programs that we need and we have to have. Yeah, it's a little bit annoying. And again,
what time is too early to start drinking? This whole second team.
Aggie Auctioneers, David Coleman and Tom Patterson invite you to their third annual Fall Truck and Equipment Auction, 10 a.m. Friday, October 30th at the Brazos County Expo Center. Equipment trade-ins, rental units, and inventory liquidations up for sale. List updated daily at capauctions.com. Trucks, tractors, dozers, skid steers, and ATVs. Get what you need. For more info or to consign your quality equipment, call 571-2125 or click capauctions.com. Texas Auctioneer License number 13489.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 31st, learn all about soil sampling and interpreting results. No other class can help you learn more about your soil and how to make it better. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We worry about some of the strangest things when it comes to valuable shade trees. There's usually no major problem involved, but we're out there wringing our hands. Where our wheels come off ours with things that should concern us, but that never cross our minds. Let's make a list of each of those groups. I'll be back with details right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. Let's talk first about tree problems that do not merit big worries. Rows of holes in the trunks and branches. It'll happen to live oaks, pecans, yaupon hollies, and others. This is the work of sapsuckers and woodpeckers. They do not indicate the presence of insects, nor do they invite insects into your tree. Now, if they riddle a trunk and go around and around it time after time, they look like rows of machine gun fire. If you have that going on in excess, then I guess they could kill that branch, but usually it's not a major problem. Sheets of bark peeling off the trunks of our trees. In most cases, this is a predictable thing. Bark is a dead tissue. As a tree's trunk expands, the bark cannot expand, so it pops off. It happens to pecans in big chunks. Now, sometimes if you have a really bad dry spell and oaks begin to pop bark off like that, that can be a serious disease, and a certified arborist can help you. Roots of trees heading toward concrete. To be truthful, of course, tree roots can damage concrete slabs and driveways and walks. However, you don't have to obsess about it. You can put in a root barrier, you can cut them in the fall and force them to spread sideways. You don't have to take the tree out just because there's concrete somewhere within sight. Fill soil over tree roots. You can do a lot more damage by adding 2 to 4 inches of soil over the entire root zone of a mature tree than if you took twice as much soil away. Oh, yes, by the way, we are into the things that you do need to think about. You do need to worry about. Don't put soil over the roots of your trees. Wires and cables wrapped around tree trunks. Initially, they do no harm. However, as time passes and the tree branch or trunk grows larger, it will grow around and over the wire, and it will be girdled by that wire. It'll die from that point outward. Weed and feed fertilizers used beneath trees. You have a great potential to damage important trees if you use these products carelessly. Some of the weed-killing active ingredients have profound effects even on large trees, so be very careful. I think you should never use weed and feed fertilizers. Use the products separately. Tree branches peeling away during pruning. If you're careless in removing a large branch, its sheer weight can cause it to pull downward, peeling bark and even wood away from the trunk. Do it in steps to avoid that kind of a problem. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, tips for choosing a landscaping contractor. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Aggie football is coming off a disappointing 23-3 loss to Ole Miss this past Saturday. Head coach Kevin Sumlin says his players and he are determined to turn things around.
People wonder, you know, what's the pulse of your football team? Where is everything? And I can tell you that, you know, after some open discussions and meetings with our accountability council, with our football team on Monday, this team is not a divided football team. It's not divided by players, not divided by positions. You know, after anything like that we've been through the last 2 weeks, I would say the word would be frustrated, just like everybody else.
A big reason for the Aggies' recent two-game losing streak has been the offense, which, of course, only put up 3 points against Ole Miss. With the offense and quarterback Kyle Allen's recent struggles, Coach Sumlin says the battle for the starting QB position has been reopened.
What we're looking for is consistency across the board in quarterback play, cutting down on turnovers, number two. And then this week you're going to be evaluated not only based on your practice and percentage and drills and everything else, but you're also going to be evaluated in your leadership skills, your communication with your teammates, communication with the coaching staff, and general overall play and demeanor.
Coach added the starter would be announced Friday before practice. The 5-2 Aggs are set to host 3-4 South Carolina and the Gamecocks Saturday at 11. Fan Zone show with Tom and Sky gets underway at 8 on WTAW. Basketball season about ready to get underway in Aggieland, and fans will have their first chance to see the A&M men's basketball team at Reed Arena tonight at 7 when the program hosts its annual maroon and white scrimmage. Admission, by the way, is free. A&M sophomore Arthur Rendeneck strung together 6 wins at the USTA-ITA Texas Regionals in Houston to claim the singles championship at Rice's George R. Brown Tennis Center. Now, due to the possibility of some really nasty weather at the end of the week, the school districts are shaking things up a little bit. Here's Zach Taylor.
On the high school gridiron, Bryan ISD has announced that its sub-varsity games have been moved from Thursday night to tonight. The Bryan freshmen host College Station at Merrill Green Stadium at 5:30 and 7 p.m. The Rutter freshmen visit Anum Consolidated at 6. Bryan JV are at College Station at 6 as well. And Rutter JV hosts Anum Consolidated at 6 p.m. Now, varsity games have not been moved as of yet, but that is open for movement.
Thank you, Zach. Time to jump into the World Series, where it took 5 hours and 9 minutes to decide the longest World Series opener ever, but the Kansas City Royals, they outlasted the Mets.
And to right, Granderson back, Escobar tags. Here comes Escobar. The Royals win game one. Hosmer drives home the winner in the 14th.
Hosmer's sacrifice fly scored Alcides Escobar from third base to end it all, with the Royals knocking off the Mets 5-4. Game 2 of the World Series is tonight, followed by a travel day Thursday before the series moves to New York on Friday. The NBA started their season last night, and the defending champs, Golden State Warriors, got their championship rings beforehand and showed the New Orleans Pelicans why they'll be a force to be reckoned with this season. Steph Curry scored 24 of his 40 points in the first quarter, led the Warriors over the Pelicans 111-95. All three of the Texas teams start their season tonight. Former Baylor football player convicted of sexually assaulting a female soccer player has been denied a new trial. Sam Akwachu's request for a new trial was rejected during a hearing on Monday. Akwachu was found guilty in August and sentenced to 180 days in jail. He was also given 10 years of probation and 400 hours of community service. The Dallas Stars got it done late last night.
Off the stick of Sevier, picked up by Fiddler, coming in. Wade shoots. Save, rebound, and score! Antoine Roussel with a minute 28 remaining in regulation.
Antoine Roussel rallied the Stars to a 4-3 victory over Anaheim. Antti Niemi had 17 saves, and the Dallas Stars are now 7-2. And finally, country star Luke Bryan will perform at the halftime show with the Dallas Cowboys as they host Carolina on Thanksgiving Day to kick off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign. Cowboys say Bryan will be the feature entertainer November 26th at AT&T Stadium. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with paging service and two-way radio. 775-2929. As far as the weather is concerned, going to be okay today. Look for a high temperature probably around 80 degrees, but northerly winds will make it feel pretty nice out there. And then tonight will be about 55 degrees, 80 tomorrow. Now, 40% chance of rain on Friday. Then Friday night, it's up to 80%, and Saturday, 80%. Right now, 63 outside, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock.